In 2008, Ari Seth Cohen was a recent transplant to New York City with an idea for a blog. He started noticing the stylish older women on the streets and began photographing them. What emerged was the blog, then the book, Advanced Style. Now, a new documentary of the same name follows the lives of seven women, aged 62 to 95, whose eclectic style and creativity also guide their approach to living and aging. I spoke with the film's director, Lina Ploplite, by phone from Los Angeles, where she was prepping a screening and party. Advanced Style is currently showing at the Jean Cocteau Cinema in Santa Fe. Now, how did you meet Ari? Why did you want to do this film with him?
Ari and I met in 2008. I was working at the coffee shop, the aspiring filmmaker, and he walked into the coffee shop after moving to New York City from Seattle, fresh young man with a big dream of starting a blog, and we immediately connected because of his Hawaiian prints and my sparkles that we were wearing. Recognized a fashion connoisseur, maybe not a connoisseur, but a kooky dresser in one another. And he told me about his blog that he's about to start. And I thought the idea was fantastic. And a few months later, when I saw his first pictures on the blog, I approached him and asked him, may I perhaps film some of these women just to do, you know, 2 to 3 minutes videos about their philosophy on style, to look into their closets, just really style-related little videos that I was interested in to put on YouTube. We put them on YouTube, and the response was really interesting. It was lots of people viewed these clips, and lots of people commented. We started hearing, "Oh, I want to be like them when I grow up," or "They're so inspiring to me." All these kinds of things, and I kept filming the ladies. And then Ari came out with the book, and all the advanced style movement kind of became bigger and bigger. And women met one another and started going to TV shows and fashion campaigns together. And I was there with the camera. So I saw this kind of advanced style family being born. And, you know, just probably around then, I said to Ari, you know, I think we have more than few-minute clips here. I think we should make a featured movie out of this.
And so you guys did a Kickstarter campaign and funded the film. And it's now opening, it's touring around the country. Are you hitting film festivals and things like that?
Yes, actually, I'm in Los Angeles right now, and I just came back from Vancouver, Canada, where it just played at the Vancouver International Film Festival to sold-out theaters, and it was really exciting. And now we are here in Los Angeles because we are having premiere on the 17th and a party ahead, and then I'm off to Phoenix and Nashville, and Ari's in San Francisco and other places in California where the movie is opening in the theaters. So this is really exciting time for us.
Why do you think it's connecting with people so much?
Well, you know, seeing so many audiences and so many different audiences, I think, number one, everybody in their families have that eccentric aunt or that grandma who always would put lipstick on. Men as well as women recognize something familiar in these women. And also, I think we've been hungry as a society to hear that aging is okay, to see that aging can be fun, that aging can be inspiring, and you don't need to give up eventually when you're in your 50s or 60s. No, these women are in 80s and 90s and heading towards hundreds, and they're still very curious about every day. They're living full lives in New York City, in, you know, the most bustling city that never sleeps, and they're really vibrant in the way they take the life in. You know, they're always there to see an exhibition, to chat with a stranger, to go to a movie or to a theater. So they're very much alive, and that inspires me to grow older. And I think that's what viewers are really inspired to do when they see the film.
One of the women you interview, Zelda Kaplan, says when women get older, they learn to accept themselves more. They're less self-critical. Deborah Rappaport says she still feels 18, but she has fewer cares and she's willing to do anything. Was that common among all the women you talked to?
Yes, I think think it is. They all share this kind of freedom and this kind of, I really don't care what society might, you know, shun me, or some other old woman can give me an evil eye because I'm wearing a purple hair or I have orange lipstick on. You know, that's what they're talking about. The freedom is that you're really fine with who you are. You don't need to impress anybody. You're not, you know, there is no fashion police that's going to come and take you away. So these women are just discovering their own styles and having a blast with it. They really are not worrying what anybody else is saying or doing.
You know, it's interesting that because we often see fashion or style, or some people might see it as frivolous or sort of constraining, but you and Ari show that they see this as a true expression of creativity.
And I think that's the biggest difference. We're fed with that information that, you know, there's fashion and there's brands. And in order to look fashionable, you have to wear all these brands and you have to be young and skinny and you have to look the certain way and you have to shop at certain shops. These women shop at thrift stores or friends give them clothes. And they're, you know, not young, which is obvious. That's the whole reason of making a film. And I think they really speak about style versus that idea of fashion and fashion industry. They speak about individuality, self-expression, and most importantly, self-expression through clothing in this sense, because, you know, clothing is something that we recognize in one another from, you know, 10 feet away before we see a person's face or hear them speak. So they know that it's really important how you dress and how you put yourself together. And also they've all discovered and mentioned to me multiple times that dressing well changes your personal mood. So if it's raining outside and you don't feel that well, you put those crazy sparkly pants on and you draw a face in bright colors and you feel better. And I think that's a piece of advice that everybody could use, you know?
I loved her, I think it was Deborah doing yoga in the park, and she has on, like, I don't know, these wild yellow pants and like a sparkly tube top. And I was like, wow, I just never thought of doing yoga like that in public.
Exactly. And it's just her being herself. Deborah is an artist. The way she makes food is art. The way she would walk the dog, it would be art. For her, every single breath of life is artistic. So there's no questions that, of course, she's going to have a sparkly tube top underneath her boyfriend's, perhaps, tartan shirt.
If you're just tuning in, I'm Megan Kamrick, and I'm speaking with filmmaker Lina Ploplite. She made the film Advanced Style with street photographer Ari Seth Cohen about the stylish older women in New York, whom he photographs for his blog of the same name. The film is currently running at the Jean Cocteau Cinema in Santa Fe. The blog and book, and now the film, have garnered the attention of fashion brands who have featured some of the women in their campaigns.
The campaigns that, you know, opened up in front of these women and, you know, emails and phone calls that Ari gets with asking him, do you know any older women for this campaign and that campaign? We now count many fashion brands who did embrace different kind of model, who did embrace a little bit different age bracket than they usually do. So I definitely think that Ari and his blog, and well, now the film is just bringing way more audience into awareness of this whole thing. But I know that Ari had impact on the whole fashion world, because even Marc Jacobs is being said to have advanced style ladies' pictures as inspiration to one of his collections. It's really inspiring to hear. And you know, now it's just a big snowball rolling down the hill, because if we, the younger generation, are not scared to get older, if we embrace our elders and in general the wisdom that older people have to share, and older people feel better because of the attention that they get and they don't feel that invisible anymore, and in media we see way more positive images of the certain age, as they call it, then I think everybody just wins. It should be that way.
You know, you showed this scene where Ari organizes a kind of flash mob runway outside of the official Fashion Week events, and it's great, but then the police break it up. It was almost like a metaphor for how difficult it is to really change that paradigm in some ways.
I like how deeply metaphorically you look at the scene. Sure, I mean, in New York, anything that you'll do without permit would be broken down by the police or some kind of guards immediately. But the fact that they did do it, you know, and they flaunted their looks and that they were outlookers and people took pictures, just the whole idea of having the impromptu fashion show is funny, is fun, and it's empowering to the women and anyone who's seen that. So, you know, I think it's about keep going. It's about the movement that doesn't get closed off because somebody says that they shouldn't do it or shouldn't dress that way or that old age is there to sit in your room and, you know, reminisce of your life and wait for death. No way. It's, you know, at least for me, these women taught me that the life just gets better after 65. So why not, you know, why not to celebrate that age?
The fashion gurus notwithstanding, you also had this wonderful scene between Lynn Dell, who owns this amazing boutique in Manhattan, and a woman from Alaska who had read the blog and the book and was saying it changed her life. Do you think that's where the real impact will be, changing our ideas about how we age?
I really personally do hope so. But, you know, as a filmmaker, this project for me is completely personal experience. It's very private, a little bit selfish because it's just we started with my own interest about these women. But I know that I changed my perception. And I know after the movie screens, people come to me and say, oh my God, I cannot wait to go home and look into my closet and wear all these incredible pearls and earrings and scarves that sat in my closet for years and I didn't dare to touch them. Now I do. It gives me permission. I think there's something that is going on. And then if anyone can get even tiny bit inspired to play with their clothes, no matter which age they are, I think then our mission is successful here.
You know, the women seem to come from somewhat diverse economic backgrounds. And there's even a there was a Kmart campaign that used Deborah in an ad to emphasize that you can have style on a budget. And one of them says money has nothing to do with style. True?
Absolutely. Yeah, I think it's easy to think that anyone who's in New York and who's well-dressed, they must be millionaires, which is definitely not true. And I was amazed myself how Deborah has a rule of, she says, I have everything. I don't need anything. But if I do go thrift, because for her thrifting is like a sport, she doesn't buy anything above $5. Ever.
Oh my God.
For her, the joy is to find something as frugal and as hidden, a gem for under $5. And she does it somehow in New York. I don't know how, but she does.
God, I'd like to go thrifting with her in New York.
I know. I did. Oh my God. It's really exciting. It's really exciting. She has a great eye and she's a maverick of personal style. Somebody gives her some crazy Issey Miyake blouse that is three times too big, and Deborah will figure out how to wear it as a skirt or a dress or a hat. She's just one of these incredibly visionary, creative individuals who can turn anything into anything.
Yeah, I loved her title, Textile Manipulator.
Wait, what does that even mean?
She made it up. It's her.
That's exactly what it is. She has the most incredible eye, I must say.
You know, Ilona Royce-Smithkin says in the film that I came into my own about 10 or 12 years ago. She's 93 in the film,
yeah.
But she had an amazing career. She was a painter. She did portraits of Ayn Rand and Tennessee Williams. She had her own series on PBS. Why does she feel she only recently came into her own? That was so interesting.
This, to me, is one of the most important phrases in the whole film, and I think it gives me so much hope. She only became herself when she was 80 years old. And what she means by herself is she grew up in a kind of stern household and parents weren't really embracing her creativity and her being an artist. So she always thought she's not good enough. She always was very critical of herself. And yes, she did amazing. She has an amazing archive of work, and she's an incredible expressionistic painter. She's a really talented woman, but she never, you know, was relaxed in her own self. She was always you know, tight and jealous of others and not happy with where she was in life and with her art and her expression and talent and all the, those things, which blows my own mind as well. I'm like, wow, Ilona, you were so good. Why? But it took a lot of time for her to get there and to be that this is who I am and it's fine to be me. And she said that only once she started teaching in her late 70s, early 80s, she really realized that it's enough what she's got. You know, she's got plenty and she's got things to give to other people, and people want to listen to this. And so she's only came to herself at 80, and she started doing a cabaret performances at 80.
Saw that. That was awesome. She's like singing Piaf songs and stuff.
Yeah, she does Marlene Dietrich in fantastic German. So she sings in German, she sings in French, she sings in English. She's wearing these fishnet tights and her little lucite pumps that she throws her leg in the air, and she wears different kind of boas, and she changes her look, her outfit for every song. She's a riot.
And she makes her own eyelashes.
From her own hair.
Her very bright orange hair. That was awesome. If you're just joining us on Women's Focus, I'm Megan Kamrick, and I'm speaking with Lina Ploplite, who made the film Advanced Style. It's about older, stylish women in New York finding creativity and expressing themselves. They are featured in Ari Seth Cohen's blog and book, Advanced Style, and now in this film, which is playing at the Jean Cocteau Cinema in Santa Fe. I love when you ask Zelda Kaplan if she's still dancing. She's quite the clubber and bon vivant and dancer. And she says, very rarely, because my partners are all dead. But talk about the roles of the partners in their lives. Some of the women are widows. Some found love late. Some have aging partners. Some are single. And some are still hoping to find love.
Well, yeah, that's another interesting theme that emerges in the film. Lynn's been with her husband for 64 now years, and Deborah is very happy with her five-year-long relationship with her boyfriend, when Jackie's been celibate since the 90s, when all the drugs came in and the AIDS started spreading, she says. Sephora never had a chance to get married, and it just, the circumstances never aligned. And there is certain sadness. I think they all would be much happier with the partner. But what I find uplifting in the message is that, well, the love doesn't stop with a partner. It's not that you're not whole or not fulfilled if there is no partner. You still need to keep going, you know. You still need to be interested in the world around you and, you know, educate yourself and do things that you like.
I loved Lynn in her boutique telling this young woman who comes in, you have lovely breasts, but you shouldn't put a bag strap over them. Did she or any of the other women start giving you style advice as you shot the film?
Oh, I've got plenty of style advice just being with them, observing them every day, watching them dress is such a huge style schooling for me. I definitely lifted up a notch or two in the style for myself, just because these women really know what they're doing. You know, they had so many decades to perfect their styles, and it's really beautiful for me to watch. And I think Sephora, especially with her immaculate Asian, Chinese and Japanese love for clothing, and she really does her era as well. You know, she would only be dressed in 1920s Chinese. And it's from the earrings to the hat to a sock, if she could ever find a 1920s Chinese sock. She is just immaculate, precise dresser, and it's really inspiring. So I definitely opened my eyes to different cloths and different cuts of clothing and played much more with, you know, what might fit and what might not fit. And the biggest advice I get from all of them is dress for your own body. I think that's the biggest message of them. And it's that, again, celebrating your own individuality. And Lynn says, oh, you don't like your belly. Well, why would you show it? You have great legs. You show them, you know. She says, eliminate the negatives and accentuate the positives. It's one of the Lynn's one-liners. It's just brilliant, a phrase to remember. because she loves wearing loose clothing and kind of clothing that flows, but then she always shows her legs because her legs are fabulous at 62. No, sorry, 82.
I see so many people who need that advice. They're trying to fit into what they think is fashionable. I'm like, well, that doesn't look good on you. It might have looked good on the anorexic model on the runway.
Exactly.
But,
you know. Exactly. And, you know, with a big crop top or a very tight legging or a see-through top, do what you like and what looks good on you. That's be yourself.
You filmed Lynn in her home with her husband, who is aging. He's going blind. And she said, when you know the end is close, you want to enjoy every minute and be grateful for everything you have. They all seem to have this sense of gratitude.
I think all of them have that kind of appreciation, you know, realization that you live in the dessert of your life. You know, they all had great lives and they just really appreciate the moment. And I think that's what makes them ambassadors of Zen in a weird way, you know, live in the now, appreciate now. And they're just living today, which I think we all should do a little bit more often.
Thank you so much for talking with us. I really enjoyed the film.
Thank you so much. Wonderful talking to you.
Lina Ploplite is the director of Advanced Style. It's based on the blog and book of the same name by Ari Seth Cohen and features stylish older women of New York. It's playing at the Jean Cocteau Cinema in Santa Fe. You can find out more at jeancocteaucinema.com or by calling 505-466-5528. You can also check out a trailer for the film at advancedstylefilm.com. For Women's Focus, I'm Megan Kamrick.